Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 10th, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin our call, I want to go out to Brooklyn, New York, and to one of the top leaders on our More Success Team, and that's Mr. Keith Wan. Mr. Wan, are you on?
Absolutely, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
Fantastic. I can hear you loud and clear. I understand that you have someone on your team that deserves some special recognition tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we know, we talk about the warm market, and sometimes you have your family and friends in your warm market who don't join right away. But I wanted to introduce tonight two superstars who have been friends of ours for years and years and years and finally decided to take that leap of faith, joined Legal Shield about 3 weeks ago, and they have sold more than 15 memberships. Out of Georgia, Nicole and Cambrick Brody.
Thanks, Keith. How's everyone doing? We appreciate the warm welcome. Well, you know, Keith asked for us to kind of give a little synopsis of what we would say to ourselves 30 days ago on the Legal Shield process, and I think the biggest thing has been for us is to reach out to our warm market, but also to let them know, hey, if you've got anyone else that's interested or you know someone that may want to listen to our services, send them our way. And it's been a great benefit for us in gaining these memberships. And on top of that, another thing that Keith and other people have kind of identified to me is don't talk too much, you know. Focus exactly on what they're looking for and what makes it a benefit to them. And we found a lot of success in that. We're looking forward to continuing the role. So thanks so much for the opportunity.
And we'll definitely see you guys in Nashville, right?
Yes, we will be in Nashville. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Congratulations on your success. Mr. Moore?
All right, Keith, congratulations to you, and you've got a rising star on your hands there. Next, I want to go out to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I'm doing great, Harold, and I understand you've got somebody that's done awfully well on your team that you want to recognize.
Yes, he has, and he really didn't want to speak tonight. He said he didn't know what to say, but I said, well, I'll just speak on your behalf. His name is Jim Lewis, and I met Jim 28 years ago when he was a principal coach down in Kingston, Oklahoma, and he just retired as school superintendent about 2 years ago, and he's jumped in this head first, and this last month he made ED for the first time. So I'm so proud of him, and I'm just expecting great things from him in the future.
Well, Harold, I know you mentored him in the business, and I know he's following your lead, so I know he's got a great chance of being a superstar on the team. Congratulations on your brand-new executive director tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Tonight hosting our call is $100,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member from Tucson, Arizona, Mr. Ray Reels. Ray, are you on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me well?
Ray, I can hear you great. I'm very excited to hear what you have to say and to share with the team tonight. I know you've got a great call lined out, so I'm just going to turn it over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for the privilege of being able to host this call. As y'all know, this is a special moment for all of us, and you can hear my y'all accent, right? Let me do this real quick. I'm going to unplug from my headset. I want to make sure that y'all can hear me very well. All right, hopefully you can hear me much better now without interruptions. Pleasure to be with you tonight. You know, it's always an honor to be on this call because remember that the More Success team is a very special team, and we want to make sure that we bring to each and every one of you something of content and of value to help you grow your business and solidify your roots in your Legal Shield business. Understand one thing, we are in the best team of Legal Shield. You know, we have the privilege of tonight listening from a market leader that Mr. Jeff Bell brought on board recently. I'll let him tell his story, how he came about Legal Shield, and most importantly, what's going on, because as you heard, and hopefully you're participating, that you look to the right, you look to the left, you look in front of you, look behind you, you will encounter a Latino, somebody who speaks Spanish. And I want to encourage you to truly put your business on fire and participate in the millions of people that are available for the Legal Shield and Español market. With that said, we have Mr. Eduardo Casas. He's a corporate Latino market leader for Legal Shield. Mr. Casas, can you hear me? Mr. Eduardo Casas. Randy, can you check to see if his line is unmuted?
I don't see him on.
Yeah, he should have logged into the speaker call.
I'm looking. Hold on just a second here. I'll just make sure, double check. That's right. I don't show him on the speaker line at this time.
Okay, I heard him earlier on the call.
Right.
And he is with us. So let me do this.
Hold on 1 second. I was just trying to find out where he might be from. I could unmute his line even if it's not in the speaker.
His number is 281-910-7085. I'm on the line, he says.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I found him. 1 second.
Thank you, sir. Y'all bear with us for a minute. I'm telling you, I'm going to bring you something of great value to you, so just be patient.
Right now, Ray.
Okay, I'm
you're
on.
Live
you
with
me?
Us. Yes, we can hear you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. Go ahead, Mr. Casas.
Great. Well, thank you for that kind introduction, Ray. And Randy, thank you for letting me join the More Success team. You know, when you talk about success today, you really need to understand where opportunity lies and where that opportunity can drive your success. And 9 months ago, Mr. Jeff Bell came to me and said, you know, Eduardo, we at Legal Shield really understand that there's an opportunity out there to help drive our network marketers' business, and we just don't have anybody that can help lead us within the organization to truly take advantage of the Latino market. So, you know, after Jeff told me about his vision of 2020 and where he wanted to take the company with 20 million members by 2020, I turned to him and I said, you know what? You're right. If you want to reach that vision of 20 million members by 2020, if you're not including Latinos, then I'm not sure you're going to be able to get there. And him and I came to an agreement, and, you know, with much excitement, I joined the company. I did so because, you know, I have a 30-year-plus experience working in Hispanic and Latin American marketing. My friends call me the most interesting marketer, not only because I've worked in throughout the U.S., in Africa, in 12 countries in Latin America, working for amazing companies like Coca-Cola, Nike, Miller, Heineken, where I manage amazing brands like Tecate. And the reason why people call me the most interesting marketer is because I led the strategy that drove the creation of the Most Interesting Man campaign. Something that I feel proud of, but as I started having kids, I started realizing that, you know, I've been doing some great marketing activities, teaching, exposing people to great brands like Coca-Cola, Nike, Miller, Coke being sugar water, Miller and Heineken. I sold a whole lot of beer. Nike shoes, very expensive shoes that kids shouldn't be buying. And I thought I needed to do something that my kids would be proud of me of doing. So it's when I started, I went to the Amway Corporation and helped them reposition Amway in Latin America, a business that was under 50 million and declining. And after 8 years of being with Amway, I'm proud to say that we turned that business around in Latin America, and we went from that under 50 million to 214 million, and today it's close to 400 million. So I know multi-level marketing very well, and you know, I think it's the wave of the future, empowering consumers and people to take control of their lives And I feel that Legal Shield is at a point right now where it really is at the right place at the right time, because there are 57 million Latinos living in this country today. 57, that makes the U.S. Latino population the second largest Spanish-speaking population in the world, second to Mexico. But not only that, it's the seventh largest economy in the world. The Latinos in the U.S. generate $2.5 trillion in the U.S. economy. That's ahead of India and just behind France. Can you imagine? As Brian Carruthers likes to say, we have a country within a country. And by 2016, the U.S. Latino population will consist of 119 million or 28% of the population. I'm sure if you go to your schools today and across the country, and especially in the major Latino markets like California, Texas, Florida, New York, Chicago, I mean, you'll see that the school-age population under 12th grade, they're already at 40, close to 50% student populations, because Latinos are growing five times faster. They're having larger families, and they're younger. They're 10 years younger, right? So all these Latinos come here. Now 50% of them are U.S. born. So it's not that they're all immigrant workers, but what's unique about this population is that 64% of them consider that Spanish is the language that they prefer to speak at home. So although they're born, 50% of them are born here, they're preferring to speak Spanish. And I can, as a father of two teenagers here in Houston, I can attest to the fact that my kids are fully bilingual. And my daughter came back to me last year after her first homecoming. She said, "Dad, the party didn't get going until the reggaeton got going." And, you know, with music like Despacito, the number one paid video in the world, a Spanish song, you know, you can tell that the influence of Latinos are having across the marketplace. Not only in music, 50% of baseball players are Latinos, you know, and not to speak of soccer. You all felt the impact of the World Cup, and Latinos, there isn't a park on a Saturday and Sunday. It doesn't fill up with soccer games. The U.S. has 60 million active soccer players. 60 million. It's bigger than so many countries that are actively playing soccer. It's the number one participatory sport in the U.S., and Latinos are the primary drivers of that. And if you look at the armed forces, you know, Latinos are the number one Purple Heart recipients in the armed forces today, because they come to this country and they will do anything and everything for this country. If we talk about discretionary income, Latinos represent $192 billion in discretionary income. And in the last 7 years, 60% of new homeowner purchases were made by Latinos. So you're talking about that economic power really starting to show itself. Latinos are the drivers of the middle class and small businesses. Latinos are the number one drivers of small business growth. And Latina-owned businesses, you're talking about more than 1.5 million Latina-owned businesses. So these are people that have come here from countries that you know, they wanted to get something more for their family, better for their family, and they're coming to the U.S. with this entrepreneurial spirit, wanting to work, wanting to build businesses, wanting to own homes, and improve the quality of their life. Now, with all that, owning businesses, owning homes, you know, they need legal protection. And that's why Legal Shield and Jeff Bell was so driven to launch Legal Shield in Español, because all these numbers that I just shared with you all represent opportunity. opportunity for us to grow, opportunity to reach that 20 million membership number that Jeff has set out for us. Now, we launched Legal Shield in Espanol 2 weeks ago, and it's going great. Associates are really going after it. When we first started talking about Legal Shield in Espanol, one of the things that I started talking to associates across the country was about, starting Spanish groups and, launching weekly briefings in Spanish and Super Salados. And when the first count I had in May, we only had 7 Spanish briefings, and now we have over 20 briefings, Spanish briefings across the country. And I've been flying around the last 3 weeks attending briefings in California, Orlando, or Super Salados in California and Orlando. And I'm heading out to Florida next week and Oregon the week after that to help drive this message of this opportunity. So if there's anybody on the More Success team that needs help starting a briefing, or would like for me to come out for a Super Saturday or a Super Sábado, please do not hesitate to call or send me an email. I can be reached at Eduardo, E-D-U-A-R-D-O, Casas, C-A-S-A-S, at LegalShieldCorp.com. I'll be more than happy to help you with three-way calls or attend a Super Saturday or a Super Sábado to really help drive the Legal Shield in Espanol message. Legal Shield in Espanol is, when we put this product together, fundamental to the product was the service. So we went out and recruited lawyers in all the states, and now we have the largest Spanish-speaking and Latino network of lawyers in the country. That is an amazing task, because to say that one of our members can be in any state and have access to a Spanish-speaking lawyer is amazing. Why? Because there are, of all lawyers in the U.S., only 5% of all lawyers are Latino lawyers. And of the majority of those, you find them working in corporate jobs. So the fact that we have lawyers in all 50 states to support our membership is unique, and there is nobody else that offers a product like this. Second to the Legal Shield and Espanol product is that it's a full Spanish experience. Everything from the website to the phone app. On your phone app, all you have to do is change the language setting on your phone, and it becomes an all Spanish Legal Shield mobile app. So it's that simple. If you have LegalShield.com/ES, that is a Spanish app, is a Spanish corporate website. And if you do not speak Spanish but want to expose somebody to Legal Shield, all you have to do is use the Spanish version of We Are Legal Shield, and that's Somos Legal Shield. So you use your name, SomosLegalShield.com, and you will have your site in Spanish, which is when you're presenting to, if you don't speak Spanish and you're speaking to a Spanish speaker, you have a tool right there that will allow you to toggle back and forth from English to Spanish. In terms of other tools, we have training that's been developed for Spanish speakers. So we have 8 trainings already available on the system, on the LMS, that will provide you with specific details of what is the product, what is the Legal Shield in Espanol product, so that you can expose other associates, downlines, and even prospects to the product through these 8 videos. In addition, on Legal Shield Engage, there's now a Spanish resource section. And in that Spanish resource section, you'll find a bilingual Legal Shield in Espanol flat sheet, you'll find a combo, Legal Shield en Español, an ID Shield combo flat sheet, an interactive flyer. You have the 101 reasons in Spanish, the top 15 areas of law, the will questionnaire, membership applications, the briefing presentation. The U.S. briefing presentation is all in Spanish. And as I mentioned earlier, we have the LMS that you can get to through Legal Shield Engage. And then you have product videos, both Legal Shield only video or ID Shield video or a combo video. They're all available in Spanish on LS Engage. So I encourage you all to look at these resources, you know, and use them so they become, you know, ways that you can approach those Spanish speakers with materials that they would understand. In addition to all those materials, we will be doing public relations activities. I've done already a couple of radio interviews, and last week I recorded a segment that will appear on Telemundo, the second largest television network in the country. I'll be doing more of those interviews in the coming weeks. I'll also be participating in national Hispanic conferences. A month ago, I was at the Unidos U.S. National Conference. That's the largest Latino civil rights organization in the country. And the response to what we were doing was amazing because of all the things that are going on with immigrant workers and with Latinos. Even if you have a green card, you are not safe. People are being picked up, and it might take 2 or 3 weeks for them to get released from the system while they investigate whether the green card is a legitimate green card or not. So that type of activity is happening throughout the country. In addition to that, when you Google in Spanish for Legal Shield or different legal subjects like divorce or traffic violations, you will find Legal Shield en Español will come up. We're investing a lot of money in what's called search engine marketing to ensure that anybody that Googles Legal Shield in Spanish will be exposed to Legal Shield. So now we have all these materials ready. We have a market that's a huge opportunity, 57 million Latinos, all of which need legal assistance. Now it's up to you guys to go out and, you know, organize Super Sábado events or Spanish briefings in your market. You know, the only word you really need to know in Spanish to start a conversation is hola. Hola. That means hello. And just reach out. As Ray said, if you look to your left, look to your right. There are Latinos everywhere. You know, it's for us, Legal Shield, to continue to fulfill Harlan Stonecipher's vision of justice for all by helping Latinos find Legal Shield, helping them learn that there is justice, there is affordable justice. And through your efforts and anything you're willing and you need from me, you know, I'm willing to support it. So please reach out to me either via email, or if you want to call me, my number is 281-910-7085. I am more than happy to answer questions, but I'd be more excited to participate in three-way calls with you, or even more excited to come out to the market to help you as you kick off your efforts in helping bring legal justice to Latinos. Thank you, Ray. If there are any, I'm not sure if the format allows for questions, but more than happy to take any questions.
Sure. As a matter of fact, Mr. Randy Moore, would it be possible if we have some of the more successful leaders that would like to ask Mr. Casas a question?
Let me do this. Let me open up some lines to some of our Millionaire Club members. Let's start in the state of Arizona with Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much, Mr. Casas, for spending some time with us and sharing that great information, really exciting new initiative, and we're really blessed to have someone of your caliber leading the charge and expansion. I was just wondering, we had a couple team members that couldn't see how to enroll a associate online. They saw the membership for the legal and identity theft in the Spanish checkout, but didn't see how someone that spoke Spanish could sign up as an associate.
We haven't built out the associate Spanish experience yet. We have launched with the product. We were very clear that we wanted to first get the product up and out into the market. The next phase is the associate experience. So we will be moving forward with associate experience in the coming months. As we build out materials for associates, we will be doing the we'll be releasing some materials in the coming weeks. But first and foremost, we want to make sure that we are focused right now in this first phase on memberships, really driving memberships. So, you know, in the state of Arizona, you're talking about a Latino population of 2 million. It's about 31% of the population. But if you look in under 12th grade, you're talking already that it's at 48% of the student population. So you can see the wave coming. And in Arizona, you know, I'd be happy to working with you, Alex, and Ray, on really trying to build a local Super Salado events for the state and some Spanish briefings in Spanish-speaking neighborhoods. We really need to get out there. There's huge opportunity in Arizona.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much, Alex. Next, let's go up to Brooklyn, New York, and to Ms. Amelia Juan. Amelia, are you on?
I am, Randy. Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Perfect. Hello, Mr. Casas, is Emilia Lorenti Juan. I was very honored to be part of when we had those
focus
meetings
groups.
And you got
the
focus
groups.
Group. Thank you. Yeah, they were awesome. Thank you so very much for inviting me to that. So I have a quick question as far as Nashville goes. Will we have a meeting in Nashville for all the Latino associates?
Well, we have put out an incentive for Latinos or people selling Legal Shield in Espanol. For those associates that sell five memberships by the time they get to Nashville, we're going to have a special reception for those associates. So that's going to be really the focus of the associate effort in Nashville. But we will be gathering informally as a group. I will be looking to bring as many of the associates together for a series of activities. One of the things we want to make sure is we want to have that community, that Legal Shield community that's so important to Legal Shield. We want to extend it to Latinos, and we want to try to bring everybody together for a series of informal sessions and activities around the already pretty condensed format that there's so many activities going on. There will be a presentation on Sunday morning about the whole Latino effort on the main stage, and happy to say that Ray and Linda will be part of that presentation. You also get to meet the owners of Spanish Legal Group. They will be present throughout the conference, so you get to see the legal side of Legal Shield in Espanol. They're also very happy to attend and participate in events around the country. So one thing to note, Legal Shield in Espanol is the new product is not available in New York, but we still have the old Spanish plan available in New York, and we're hoping to get approvals for the new plan. Also, we don't have the Legal Shield in Espanol available in Massachusetts. Neither the English or the Spanish family plans are yet available in Massachusetts. So know that in those two states and Nevada, is another state that the Legal Shield in Español, the new product is not available, but we still have the old product. Members that have the old product will transfer over in October to the new Legal Shield in Español legal network. So we will ensure that those members will be supported by those Spanish-speaking lawyers across the country.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Juan. We appreciate that. Ray and Mr. Casas, I want to tell you how much we have enjoyed tonight's call. We're looking forward to the Latino market coming into our More Success team and, of course, Legal Shield. It's some exciting times, right, Ray?
It definitely is. And in all my 20 years of being active with Legal Shield, this has been the time that I've been the most excited because of the promising that after 20 years with this company, I see now becoming a reality that the Latin American community will have what they deserve, which is Legal Shield in Español. And I want to say thank you to Mr. Eduardo Casa for his initiative, for his hard work, and his relentless pursuit to connect all of us in the field so we can grow as a company. Thank you, Eduardo. And thank you, Mr. Moore, for the opportunity to host this call.
Well, Ray, I appreciate it. You did an outstanding job once again tonight. I do want to let everyone know next Monday night we will be recapping the Nashville event, so you don't want to miss that call. And I'm sure Ray will have some great speakers lined up for us during that period. So with that, we're going to go ahead and end the call tonight. Just like Mr. Moore always said, let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield. Until next Monday night, good night, everyone.